Hi there. This is the Twitter Moments Digest, the TMD podcast for Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. It's Scotty. Tony's not in again today. He's got a kid graduating. Tony's oldest kid is graduating, and that means a busy week of running around and errands and picking stuff up and replenishing Kleenex because he cries a lot. We want to say, class of 2017, congratulations and all the best in the future. Here's what's trending online today. Brent Burns, San Jose Sharks, NHLer, great big guy, big bushy beard. He went to Disney World with his family. He's got a cute family. Little girl dressed like a princess, little boy dressed like a pirate. And he had to sign some autographs. People coming up to Brent Burns, little kids, hey, can we get your autograph? Because they thought he was a pirate. He has the beard. He's missing some teeth. That's an occupational hazard. And you know, at Disney World, if you've never been, you can buy those Johnny Depp hats and look like Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what kids thought. Brent Burns, NHLer, they thought he just walked off the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and he had to sign autographs. Also trending today, not happy news. And usually we don't do the serious news. We let that, you leave it for the serious news people. This is impacting a lot of people across Canada, all over the internet today. Sears Canada is cutting a number of jobs, has filed for creditor protection. So if that is impacting you today, our thoughts are with you. I remember people's shopping habits have changed. You know, it's so much different than it used to be. We used to get the Sears catalog for Christmas, the Sears wish book, in July. Honestly. And you would circle all the things you wanted in the back. The toy, it had the only time of the year where they had a huge toy selection in their catalog, and you would circle or put your initials by all the stuff you wanted. That's what we did at our house, my brother and my sisters. And I remember one year I put my initials by this thing. It was a microphone, a parabolic microphone, and you put on the earphones and you pointed it. And you could eavesdrop on people. You could listen to conversations. My sisters and around the house, I would eavesdrop. It was a wonderful time of illegal surveillance from the wish book. Trending online today, too, the George Clooney tequila story. I don't drink. And Tony said the George Clooney tequila, I didn't even know he was in the tequila business. Tony says it's kind of high end. He announced he is selling and the whole deal could be worth $1 billion for George Clooney and his partner. And it all kind of just came together as sort of a fun idea. Just a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, George Clooney was like, hey, when my buddies come over, it'd be cool to have some private liquor, some sort of, here, this is something we whipped up. And that's how it started. It was just supposed to be for their friends. And then it took off from there. And now, like just 4 years later, $1 billion, holy jumpins. Lobster rolls are trending today. We here in our area, we have the Shediac Lobster Festival. This is a time to eat lobster and ride the fair rides and enjoy live entertainment and all that jazz. And one of the things is we set the world record. They get a whole bunch of tables going down Main Street and they make a lobster roll that is the biggest in the world. And then weeks later, over on Prince Edward Island, they have a similar festival and they beat our world record. They beat us by a little bit, a little more lobster, and they get out the measuring tapes and they're like, ha-ha, now it's us. So Prince Edward Island, it's a constant battle for the longest lobster roll in the world. Well, now New Hampshire has shattered the world record for the biggest lobster roll. I think it's 40 feet longer than the latest record. So PEI got to step up their game. And our lobster festival is just a few weeks away. We've got to get the more lobster in. We contact the baker. We need more roll. We'll wrap up with this one. Science Schmiance. There is an inventor online. He has made an invention that helps with predicting earthquakes. Geophysicists are excited. Everybody else online is excited by the photo of the scientist in his office because in the background is a pensive dog staring out the window. And everybody went crazy for the scientist's dog. The poster originally said Meet the man hoping to transform the way we gather data from the seafloor to detect the next big earthquake. Somebody retweeted and said, please tell me he's the pensive one looking out the window. So it's not a dog scientist. The scientist is the human in the photo, just in case there was any confusion. You can look at that photo. You can subscribe and get more information if you go to our website, scottyandtony.com.